The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Relying on Hashem as the only true cause of everything that happens. Shalom. So we started speaking about Yitochin. Specifically, one of the things that a person must know to have his bitachon focused on Hashem. And this factor is to know that everything in this world is limited. Not only is it limited that it can't do everything, but it's limited to the koiches that Hashem gave it. Nothing has intrinsic power. Nothing intrinsically can produce anything on its own. It's all pre-coded by a Kodesh Baruch Hu to have its powers and koiches. Some of our human beings, so we have bechira. But the way things will eventually develop and happen, that's all according to the divine plan that was set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It gives one of his examples of how everything in nature, it's an atma, it's not, doesn't have enough power to do anything, only because Hashem put tremendous amount of power into it. If you have two little balls, one's a stone, which can't do anything, and one's a seed of a grain of wheat, or for that matter, it could be a grain of a seed of a sequoia tree, or one of these other gigantic trees. There's trees that spread out over a full kilometer and breadth. So that little circle that each one is the same starting point. The one can barely do anything, that stone, and the other thing has Hashem implanted in a tremendous amount of information that when it's put into the ground it starts developing and produces everything that's within it. So, when you see things externally, it doesn't mean what it really has. Like I'm saying, you have these two round little things, and one doesn't have anything, and the other has a tremendous amount in it. And even the tremendous amount it has in it is only for that specific thing. From that seed of wheat, you can produce 1,000 wheat. Or you can produce a tree which is 100 meters tall. You can't produce even a fly from it. Or any other type of plant. Everything has a specific information that Hashem put into it to make it the Yotzei Lepoyel. He says it's not only about everything that was created that has its gulos, but also that happens to us, everything that happens to us in our lives also has its gulos. Hashem wants a person to go through various experiences in the course of his life, and that is the experience he'll go through his life. So it's like we can understand nowadays, a person has a DNA, and in the DNA it has mapped out exactly what will develop from the DNA. So too, there's a spiritual DNA of what this person is also going to go through in the course of his life. They can have some pleasant situations, some hard situations, nisyonis, ruchnis, and gashmis. People are going to, in different ways, certain things that he wants to work out won't work out, certain things he doesn't think would work out will work out. All that is set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu. The lack of Yitochim stems because we think that we're in control. That causes us a tremendous amount of frustration, aggravation, and fear in the course of our lives. Because deep down, that's the way we go through life, thinking that I'm going to make it happen. And if someone gets in my way, he's going to. And we believe otherwise. We believe that, like I said, everything Hashem puts our way is tailor designed for our needs. Come on, person needs a panosa, he follows his panosa. He has health issues, he deals with his health issues. there's a very big difference in his mind frame, how he's dealing with it, with the recognition that everything was set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or with the feeling that everything is being set up by people and nature and other type of things.
Kol Halashon.
Famous Ramban that says that a basic thing a Jewish person has to believe is the natural cause and effects are not the real ones. What do I mean? Obviously, if you light a match, a fire is going to come out of it, and you put your finger in the fire, you're going to get burnt, and you put water on the fire, it's going to go out. These are all type of natural reactions that happen. But the sum total of natural things that I go through in every time of my life and every day of my life, the eager thing that affects me is my Keshu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem, that gives me Siyata Shmai to manage with the elements that I'm going through, the different situations I'm going through. And if not, the other way around. So basically, there's a point of bitochen over here to recognize that the cause and effect of everything, the cause of everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the effect that comes out of it is the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem did give me Bechira. I am entitled to do things and put my efforts into things and to be mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu things. And even a person has a Bechira to kill somebody else also to do Averis. Every situation that Hashem puts into, that comes in his life is something that is part of Hashem's divine plan that was set up for him to use in the right fashion. And Mela, if he looks at it like that, instead of sometimes falling into despair or feeling things out of control, he says, one second, what's happening over here? This situation that Hashem set up special for me. There's something going on within the household, with a child or with a spouse. It's not working out the way he wants it to go. So, if he's lacking a bitochen, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle it? And with the bitochen, he says, if Hashem put it this way, put it my way, it's something I can't handle. Let me see how I can do it in a way that creates best nachas ruach for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let me show Kadosh Baruch Hu that I'm with you, with him in this situation. It's from the beginning of the Akdama. The more we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're with him, the more Shmira, Siyata Shmai, he brings upon us. Now, this is a point we're saying today, strengthening this idea and trying to, everybody can have different mashalim in his life of things we see in the world, how so many things externally you don't see how much is built into it. And some have very little built into it, and some have tremendous amount built into it, like we said, the stone and the seed. And the difference between the two is Hashem created this one as a stone and the other one as a seed. And that's as far as objects are concerned, but it's also as far as to each situation that we go through in life. I may have said this once before, but we can say it again, that there was a big tzaddik who was extremely wealthy in Russia. And he was about Stoker and Maksik Torah. He himself was a Talmud Chacham. And one day he lost all his money. And people were startled. How could this be? Such a tzaddik goes with Hashem. How could Hashem take away all his money? So they went to Reb Chaim Brisker and they asked, "What is it? How does he explain it?" He said, "It's Poshet." He said, "Everything in life is a test that he's learning from Hashem. Hashem gave him the test of wealth to see if he'd use it properly. And he passed the test. There was no need for him to have it anymore. Now Hashem wants to get him to a higher level of Yom Haba. Not to go for any sign of poverty." And Baruch Hashem, that same person, went through that Nisayin the last years of his life. And he did terrific with that. That's what it's all about. It's not that he was a great businessman one day, and the next day he lost his business acumen. There's a period of time Hashem wanted him to go through the story of Ashivas. Wealth, he had that. Started Ashivas, he had that. Everything has its place and time according to the boundaries that Hashem set up. The more we realize this and live this way, and we look at past experiences of our life, like we always say, and then it will give us the ability to go through all types of situations with that recognition that this is something that Hashem set up for me now, and I'm going to use in the best possible fashion. If you do that, Amir Hashem, we gained a tremendous amount. We gained what life is all about. Life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.